The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yehoshua Grunwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Lakewood, New Jersey, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Kvisus Tafchof. The Mishnah here, in the beginning, and the Amid Beis, the beginning of the Perek, says all different types of blood that a person is Chayiv Koresan, and all different types of blood that a person is not Chayiv on them. One of the types of blood that a person is not chayiv on them, says the Mishnah, dam beitzim, blood of eggs. So Rashi really says two different pshatim, what it means, dam beitzim. One pshat of Rashi is loshen acher, dam beitzim amuzores, the blood of eggs that were fertilized, shenis admu machmas chamimus sheyosh v'alematar nigoilis, they became red, because of the warmth that a tanugayla sat on them, they were fertilized, and they became red, and now there's blood in it. Nevertheless, there's no chiyuv karis for eating that blood. The Gemara goes on to explain, Tanu Rabbanon, how do I know that such blood, a person is not chiyuv karis? And the Gemara says, Tamal Oimer, lo'ifel abehima, we learn out of a pasuk, lo'ifel abehima, and the Gemara goes on to explain how I dash in from the pasuk to exclude the dam of Behim. Here in this Gemara, the Gemara only discusses the portion of the fact that dam beitzim is not a chi of karas. On the other hand, there's a Gemara in Chulin that discusses the halachas of eggs, that the blood in eggs you're not allowed to eat it. And sometimes not only can't you eat the blood part of the egg, you can't even eat the rest of the egg. So really, Tosfos over there in Chulin has two pshatim as far as what is the prohibition of eating the blood that's in the egg. In one pshat, Tosfos says that really, mina Torah, you're allowed to eat the blood of the egg, even if it's fertilized, even if it's bound to turn into a chick. Although our Gemara says that the reason why blood of eggs is permitted is because it's not a min basar, it's not a type of flesh. So beitzim is not a type of flesh. So here, that the blood is a part of a fertilized egg and it will turn into a chick. So l'chayra, you could possibly say that it is a type of flesh. Nevertheless, the way it is now, according to one Teretz and Tosfos, it's not osur midaraisa at all, because the bottom line is, right now, it's not a type of flesh. Even though it will turn into flesh, right now it's not flesh, and therefore in atayra, it's perfectly permitted. Nevertheless, it's the whole sugya in Chulin that explains that many different cases the blood is asr and the whole egg is asr, is because it's rabbinically prohibited to eat the blood and sometimes the whole egg. And here Chazal were more machmer, since from this blood it turns into a chick. So therefore, Chazal were more machmer than, for example, the blood of fish. The Chazal did not aser. That's one teretz of Tosfos. Another mehalach of Tosfos. Tosfos says that our Gemara that says that blood of eggs is not chayiv, that's only when it's found in certain parts of the egg that the blood is not going to turn into a chick. But, so therefore, it's not considered a type of flesh. However, when it's a certain type of blood that's found on the kasher, and then it's a type of, then it will turn into a chick, then it's considered a type of flesh, since it's going to turn into a chick, and then it is, in fact, osur min ha-Torah. So we do find in Tosfos, and there's a greater discussion if you look further in the Rishonim, as far as when we aser the blood spots and eggs, is that prohibited min ha-Torah or not prohibited min ha-Torah? Is it only rabbinically prohibited or is it biblically prohibited? despite that, despite the fact that it's possibly even prohibited min ha-Torah, nevertheless, Tosis himself there in Chulin, in a different Tosis, it's actually the first Tosis I was quoting is Samach Dalet Amid Beis. This is a Tosis on Samach Dalet Amid Aleph, and Tosis there says that we're not, how does Tosis say? Ma'isim b'chol yoyim, the stories every day, shanu oichlim beitzim migugolois, we eat eggs that are cooked. Ava b'she'en yocheles divodik, stories every day, says Tosis, we eat eggs that are cooked even though they cannot be checked, because since most eggs do not have blood, so a person Me'ikir Adin is allowed to eat them without checking. Even though there would for sure be blood according to one side in Tosfos, it would be Aser Min HaTorah. Nevertheless, there's a Roiv that tells us that you don't have to suspect that there is blood. The Rashba says that people do have a minhag to check eggs, that's only a chumra ba'alma. It's a kedusha. It's an extra kedusha that Klal Yisrael has a minhag to do. The Rosh explains, brings down the Rosh says the same thing like Tosfos also, that Me'ikar Adin, there's no real chiyuv to check, no obligation to check. And the Divrei Chamuda there brings down a Gois Maimini that says, again, the same thing. People that check them before they cook them or before they fry eggs is a chumra ba'alma. The Isav Heta Aruch says a little similar. He says, L'chatchila, we are noig not to eat them by day without checking. When we can check them, we don't eat them without checking, since it is common that although most of them do not have blood, but it is common to have blood, and therefore, the lechatchila we do fearzach to check. It sounds like it's more than just a chumra ba'alma, but again, it's not to me'ikir adin. But the eved, the ma'is of the Isav Heter agrees that with the eved, if a person did not check, a person would not have to be choshesh for a problem. And the Isav Heter even says that if it's impossible to check, for example, in those days at night when they didn't have good lights, or if it was cooked already, so then even the chatchila, you're allowed to eat them, even though there's no checking that happened. Because, again, because we go after the roiv eggs do not have blood. Shulchan Aruch continues on this. And Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideas, Mesamech Vov, Sifches, says you're allowed to eat eggs that are roasted, even though you can't check them. And the Ramah says, there's no obligation to check eggs, because we rely that most eggs do not have blood. Says the Ramah, L'maisa, there's a minhag to be machmer to check. That if you make eggs by day, so then you should check them. But, again, Me'ikir Adin, you don't have to check, according to the way many Rishonim said, and the Ramah and Shulchan Aruch said the same thing. It's just a minig, it's a chumra, that we do check eggs, but Me'ikir Adin, as long as we didn't know that there was blood, we could rely on the roiv that there was no blood. However, there is an opinion of the Bach. That the Bach says that no, the Bach says, Me'ikir Adin, we have to check eggs. We can't be soymech on a roiv, since we're able to check it and be mevarer easily. Since we're able to check easily to find if there is blood, so therefore we're obligated to check. However, even the Bach that says that it's Me'ikir Adin, that we're obligated to check, he agrees that with the Eved, if somebody did not check, he would be able to eat the food as long as he does not know that there was blood, because we follow the Roiv. He agrees that there is a Roiv, just the Bach that obligates to check is only saying that since it's easy to check, so therefore one is obligated to check, it's not only a Chumra to check, it's an obligation to check. What comes out is that we had so far a machlokes harishonim of whether the blood of eggs is it awesome in HaTorah, is it awesome biblically or rabbinically. Either way, We said that according to the main halacha, Rosh Hashan Orech, and Mechaber, which is based on many Rishonim, so even whether it's Asim and Atay, whether it's Asim and the Arbonon, there's no obligation to check because of the Roish, and certainly with the evidence mutter. However, there is a Chumrah to check, and we fear Zuch to check. According to the opinion of the Bach, it's even an obligation to check, but even the Bach agrees that with the Eved, if one did not check, then he would be able to eat the food that the egg was mixed into. There comes a later discussion of today's eggs. The Moshe Feinstein in the Tshuva, in Yerges Moshe Yerdeya Chelik Aleph, Simen Lamed Vov, a very famous Tshuva, he discusses battery eggs. Today's eggs are generally battery eggs, in other words, Sofna Me'ara, in other words, eggs that come from chickens that were kept away, the Zohar from the Nekeva, the male, were kept away from the female, in a way that we know that the eggs were not fertilized. We can be sure, we'll see exactly how sure we can be, but based on what the seller is saying, these eggs have not been fertilized. And if they're not fertilized, then certainly the egg is not prohibited minatoya. And the egg itself should not be also. The question is, should we rely on the testimony of the goyim who are not relied upon for most testimony? So Rav Moshe, when he discusses this, he tells us the halachas that we discussed, pertaining to the halacha of whether blood and eggs is prohibited min ha-Torah or only min ha-Rabbanon. Says Rav Moshe, according to most poskim, it's only also min ha-Rabbanon. So Rav Moshe says, since it's only also min ha-Rabbanon, so therefore, Mesih al-Tifitumai could be Neman to tell us whether it's a battery egg, whether it's not a battery egg. And Moshe continues and he says, even those that are of the opinion that the blood and eggs is Dariyaisa, it's not more than a Suffolk Dariyaisa, as the Shach says, he says, because the only way it would be Dariyaisa is only if it's something that's becoming turning into a chick. But since it's a Suffolk, then maybe it's not turning into a chick. So even according to the opinions, which happen to be the minority opinions, even according to those opinions, it wouldn't be more than a Suffolk Dairais. Added to that, says Rav Moshe, the our opinions, the Ma'at Yoinison says, that even if when it is something that's turning into a chick, and even if it is Dairaiso, but to say that the rest of the egg, other than the actual blood, should be awesome in Atayra, according to some opinions, no. Only the blood itself is awesome in Atayra, the rest of the blood is only prohibited midir abonon. Putting all that into perspective, says Rav Moshe, since according to most opinions it's dir abonon, v'oid, it's a suffix, v'oid, it's, according to some opinions, even the rest is only awesome midir abonon. So therefore, says Rav Moshe, we could definitely rely on a goy mesiyah divitumoy that tells us that these eggs are battery eggs. When a goy mesiyah divitumoy tells us that the egg was not fertilized, the female from a male, so then they were kept away, the females from the males, so then we can know that this, we could rely on that, that the goy mesiyah divitumoy tells us that it's such, and therefore, m'ikir adin, even if I find a blood spot in a battery egg, I could take the blood out and eat the rest of the egg. And this is the famous Tshuva of Rav Moshe says, Me'ikir Adin, battery eggs, today's eggs, which most eggs which are sold, I say most eggs, except for there are certain eggs that are sold that are not battery eggs. The standard eggs are battery eggs, but such eggs, you could come across, sometimes the ones, what are they called, organic. Organic eggs often are not necessarily battery eggs. So a person does have to be aware of that. But the general standard eggs are battery eggs, and according to Moshe, we rely on the Mesiyah Tumay, we could rely on the fact that they're called battery eggs, that they're kept away from the cave, they're only in the Safta Me'ara, and therefore, Me'ikir Adin, even if you would find blood in them, you would be able to just take the blood out and eat the rest, no matter where the blood was in. Generally speaking, at least, the Rambam has a case where it could possibly be prohibited, but generally speaking, even if you find blood in the egg, you would be able to throw the blood out and eat the rest of the egg. However, says Rav Moshe, that since an egg is something that's not so valuable, it's quite a cheap thing, so therefore it's proper for a person to be machmer and throw out the whole egg. So even though, Mikra Adin, even if he finds the blood in the egg, he can throw the blood out and eat the rest, nevertheless he shouldn't. A person should be machmer not to, since an egg is something that's very cheap. He says the whole reason why we find in Hilchas of Beyim and the Halachas of eggs, we find that we are there chumris and chumris, unlike other places in Halacha. Really, we should have been much more makel, Shulchan Aruch should have been much more makel, Shulchan Aruch and Paiskim should have been much more makel in the laws of eggs, which they weren't. Why weren't they? The reason being, since an egg is a very cheap thing, so therefore we have to be more machmir. It's not so hard to be machmir, it's easy to be machmir. So when it's easy to be machmir, we have to be machmir. However, says Rav Moshe, once the egg did get mixed in, even if it wasn't a mixture, that even if it's chad bechad, even if it's a mixture that doesn't have a bittel beroiv on it, once the egg is mixed in, then already a person doesn't have to be machmir. Then already he agrees that you don't have to be concerned at all, and you can eat the mixture, unless you know that it's either a non-battery egg, or if you see that it has all the simonim of the type of blood spot that causes it to be a ba'a mizachar, that shows that it's a ba'a mizachar. If it's bekasher achel ben chutz lekasher v'gamal achelmoin, if it has all those simonim, which is irregular, if a person knows all those things, then a person should suspect that it came from a zachar, even though the Messiah Levitumai says that it's not from a zachar. So there are others that are not as makel as Rav Moshe on this topic, but this is the position of Rav Moshe, that so Rav Moshe told us numerous things. First of all, he told us that the main halacha is that dam beyim is only aser midrabanan. Most poskim say like that, and because of that, Rav Moshe said that we can rely on a guy who's Messiah and if he's tumei to tell us that it's a battery egg. Nevertheless, and therefore a person could just throw out the blood and eat the rest. Nevertheless, says Rav Moshe, a person shouldn't do that. However, says Rav Moshe, if it did get mixed in, once it got mixed in with other foods, then even if it's a chad b'chad, then a person could already eat the entire egg, whatever blood as a person sees a person should throw out. The blood itself a person should not eat. But if a person can't see the blood, can't find the blood, or he took out the blood and it's a child of the rest of the egg, then a person does not have to be concerned. So other poskim are not so meikel as Rav Moshe, there's a Minchas Yitzchak, and others that are not as meikel as Rav Moshe, but this is, al kapanim, the position of Rav Moshe Feinstein.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.